A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the spring 2020 issue on environmental justice. Confessions of a Sinner by Vince Herberholt. Vince Herberholt lives in Seattle and is a member of the Amos Editorial Board. He is also a member of the St. Joseph Parish Faith Justice Commission.
I am a white male nearing my 70s, living a privileged life. I grew up as a spectator in an era of greater environmental awareness marked by burning rivers, holes in the ozone, the creation of the EPA, and the founding of Earth Day. To some, I say that I was born on Earth Day, April 22, 1951, as if my birth on that day makes me special to the planet. I am not. To others, I hide my birth date and hope that they do not question me. The truth is that I and my whole generation have ignored the warnings of climate science and let the inevitable come upon us. Now we commit the sin of omission, the sin of having failed to respond. Communally, we have blood on our hands for the death and misery caused by climate change. I feel guilty of this sin, and I make my confession. Whoa, dear God, did I do this? God offers clarity and mercy, echoing the words of Laudato Si.
Dear Vince, climate change is caused by human activity. Not to lay all the blame on you, but it's the harm you have inflicted upon the earth by your irresponsible use and abuse. Think about all you have contributed to this crisis and how you can change your behavior. Be not afraid. I will stand with you while you figure this out.
And so, gracious God, I come to you as a sinner, longing for forgiveness, and at the same time, fearing what my penance might be, and how I might be called to make amends for my sins. I hope it is not too late for the planet and for me. Bless me, God, for I have sinned. It has been 51 years since my last climate confession.
Interesting. I often don't hear confessions that concern climate change and care for our common home. Go ahead.
Calling to mind the sentiments of Laudato Si, rooted in my examination of conscience, I am heartily sorry for my sins. For my privileged lifestyle, my ardent consumerism, and my culpability in protecting the structural privilege to the detriment of others. For my country's continued consumption of 80% of the world's resources, and for my unconscious participation in that consumption. Overconsumption is killing the planet and robbing all creation of the justice it deserves. I will start by eating less meat and cut down on my online purchases. For my failure to listen to the justice cries of creation, I hear the voices, but I don't let it affect me. For my failure to comprehend how I am related to all the creation and how my self-appointed superiority and privilege fosters greed and overconsumption. I will read and learn more about the impact of climate change and solutions. For my lack of faith and hope in what I can do with your help, environmental justice is huge. What can I possibly do to make a difference? I have to do something and allow God to lead me in that work. I will sign and live the St. Francis Pledge. For my refusal to live a simpler life exemplified by Jesus, my sacrifice is required to reduce the suffering of others. I will learn to get by with one car. For ignoring proposals to join with others in actions to halt climate change, there are solutions. I just hesitate to take action. My excuses are lame. I don't have the time. This won't work. It will cost too much. I will join and actively support Earth Ministry. Okay, I've confessed my sins, and I am ready for absolution. I quickly mumble, for those and all the sins of my past life, I am sorry and ask for your forgiveness and penance, gracious God. Now I'm bracing for the penance. As a flashback to my childhood, I wonder how many sorrowful mysteries of the rosary I will have to recite. God consoles me.
Relax. I have something else in mind. Before I go there, I want to help you make a good confession. Do you have a firm purpose of amendment? Are you going to do the things you said you would?
God muses.
Should I retain your sins as a quid pro quo? You change and I will forgive you? Nope, that's not the way I roll. I will never deny mercy and forgiveness. I offer that freely, along with the grace to change your ways. I will provide absolution and let your penance speak for itself. By the way, for your penance, I'm asking nothing less than your ecological conversion. Change your heart and your behavior. Remember, what you do to the least of your sisters and brothers, you do that to me. Stop your consumption based on scarcity. My abundance is enough for all. Notice how good you feel when you respond to the cries of those around you. Am I right? Although you cannot personally stop climate change, you can do something. Do it. Notice the new freedom and connections that come into your life when you have a simpler lifestyle. You're not alone. There are others with good ideas. Join with them. Finally, realize that climate change is a justice issue. It has greater impact on people of color, the poor, and women. Okay, why don't you say the act of contrition while I give you my forgiveness?
Oh my God, I am heartily sorry. Thank you, gracious God.
I forgive you your sins. Go in peace.